Cinetology.
Thanks for going another round with Cinetology. I'm Frank, that's Vinny Highlife, and this week we're doing something a little different. Instead of a movie, we're discussing the creative team behind Rough House Pictures, Danny McBride, David Gordon Green, and Jody Hill, specifically their work together. Now, Vin, first, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful. And yourself, Frank?
Wow. I wasn't expecting that.
Wonderful. I like keeping it high. Yeah. Keeping it like wonderful is good, you know?
You're raising the bar.
Gots to.
I cannot compete with that. I'm doing fine. But for me, that might be my wonderful.
Yeah, you're consistently fine.
And I know something you also have been doing. Maybe this is why you are wonderful. You've been watching McBride, Green, and Hill's latest project, HBO's The Righteous Gemstones. What is it about these guys that you love and you wanted to dedicate an episode to talking about?
It's a combination. It's like this magical little combination of when things go right. Again, now I'm looking at their IMDb page and there was one involvement with them. And it's hard to see like how the three of them come together, you know, and like everything that they've done, like they haven't all done the three of them together, but the ones that they have, I think you have these little nuggets of like just wonderfulness. For me, it goes back to Jody Hill and The Foot Fist Way. I mean, that movie came out 2006. There's no way I saw that in 2006. You?
No, not at all. You're the one who got me into these guys.
Yeah, but like knowing that Eastbound and Down was coming out, and that was 2009. So it must have been pretty early. It had to be 2008 or so. Clearly, The Foot Fist Way had to be on like Amazon Prime and I saw it there or something. Something made me watch it. I can't remember what, but just that like almost not even documentary style, but like they're focused on a guy and it's Danny McBride's character. And these guys are from North Carolina. They went to like art school together. They were in plays and made like little movies. Like, and you and me both have done like student films. And I, one of my friends, John R. Carpenter in Hollywood, California, who is a director, sent me like his second like student film that I was in. It was called what is it called? Marcus II. Anyway, it's some ridiculous like Shogun Hong Kong Fui kind of movie. It was like 15 minutes, and you know, like you do these little like student films and it's fun. Your friends are getting together. There's like kind of a script. It's kind of loose. You're like kind of having a good time. These guys took it really seriously. Jody Hill and Danny McBride. And they caught like lightning in a bottle where it's like, there's a guy in Danny McBride who is larger than life. He's the superstar. He's the kingfish in like this small little pond. Everything he does is like grandiose. And he's like a black hole, like everyone is like around him and he's got like a little hierarchy of like, you know, people who are in charge of certain things. And like, he's like a gang leader and just so self-deprecating and so funny. And Foot Fist Way is a great, you know, kind of beginning point, entryway into kind of the character he always plays really well. And there's just like, he just does it such a good job. And the best of these movies or TV shows is when they kind of have a heart too, when they're trying to tell a story and the character for all the ridiculous things that they do. And it's not necessarily just always over the top to just make a slapstick laugh, but it's telling a truth. And Righteous Gemstones really, I think, hits on all those notes of telling a truth and some kind of story arc. But Foot Fist Way is a good beginning point to that. And again, David Gordon Green is another one who's come in to what they've done. As I look at his, I mean, he's involved as a producer on Eastbound and Down is kind of the first time he comes into this, and Vice Principals he's involved in, and Righteous Gemstones. Like, those are the three really, like, and again, those are TV shows that really just capture this spirit, this I don't know, this like new, it's almost like a new look at male not just bonding, but like our sense of ourselves in this crazy world. So I don't know, I feel like I'm going on and on. What do you think about these guys, kind of the story they tell?
Well, as you said, they came from outside of Hollywood, outside of the, you know, New York, outside of the coast, right? They're middle of the country. Well, they're on a coast, the Carolinas, but they're way outside of the mainstream, and they have to do it themselves. It's a total DIY situation. And I think that's where you get some of the most inspired art. It's when you're just making it for the love of making it. And with that comes the freedom to try something else. You're not beholden to what you think, you know, comedy should be or what a movie even should be. So I love that about these guys. And it's very interesting about them because they've all done other things. David Gordon Green made several movies before he really found his niche, I think, in comedies. He was a serious director. And, you know, Danny McBride, he's a working actor. He's been in a lot of movies. And Jody Hill, he's done other things as well. But there's a magic, like you just said, and it comes from, you know, being friends, from knowing each other, from coming up from the same place. When they get together, and it hasn't been that many different projects, they've only really worked together on a handful, but those handful are very special. So tell us about Righteous Gemstones. What's it about?
All right, so Righteous Gemstones is about kind of like a universalist Christian mega church, kind of like the ones you see on TV and
like on HBO.
It's on HBO. Yeah. Oh, no. No, like, you know, like those asking for money and, you know, talking about Jesus and, you know, happy clappers is what we call them. And at least what I call them. You know, very conservative and traditional and, but yet, you know, making tons of money, you know, millions and millions of dollars and, maybe even billions. And, you know, it's like where the church service is in a giant auditorium and, you know, it's, Goodman, you know, John Goodman as the dad, Danny McBride as the son, and some of the cast of characters we've seen, again, I forget the other actor's names, the kid from, Workaholics, you know,
Adam Devine.
And, who's the wonderful actress that was also in Knives Out. She's amazing. Edie Patterson.
Yes.
Yeah. And, so it's them as the kids of, this, family, you know, like pastor service that became this mega church. And it's just them feeling entitled and bratty, spoiled kids. And, Danny McBride finds himself in a situation where, you know, he wants to be the son that eventually takes over. And he is in a situation where someone's got film and footage of him in a not very Christian way with his buddies. And again, he's got his buddies. He's got his like little crew of like people who do things very Wes Anderson, very almost like we bring this up a lot, but they must have also watched Bottle Rockets because it's very much like how Dignan like surrounds himself with these people like Applejack, you know, he's got a nickname for everybody. And, like everyone's got this, their own little thing that they do. And, he's like the ringmaster of these guys. And, he's got to like somehow not, he's got this lie that he's got to hold back and figure out how to not get this information out to the public to ruin the family. When, in fact, he winds up getting the whole family involved in this. And it almost brings down the family. And also, of course, what's his name's in it? Walt Goggins, who's amazing as Baby Billy, Uncle Baby Billy. And it's just, it's so funny and so serious at times and true at times and ridiculously slapstick at times, over the top. But yet you know these people. Like I went to college with people just like this at some point. And it's amazing. But I definitely I recommend it because I mean you saw Vice Principals though, right?
Right.
All right. So Vice Principals. I mean, you put them in any setting, you know, Vice Principals, Eastbound and Down. So you're a vice principal who wants to be a principal. You know, you're an ex Major League Baseball player with very little education that wants to get back into the big leagues but really can't. And you're, you know, so he puts Danny McBride in these situations. And it just like almost writes itself. It's just, it becomes this magical little, it's almost like, you know, when I first saw The Office, right? The British version, and then so the American version, it like changed the concept of it was like a new comedic era for me. And then these guys are like their own special brand that I feel is almost the same where they just change, like almost no matter what they do, I like. And, you know, that might be like a Jodie Hill thing with Fit First Way, Eastbound and Down. I'm looking at Vice Principals, definitely. But then there's like things like The Legacy of the White-Tailed Deer Hunter. Did you see that one?
No, but you have, right?
I don't even know if I finished it, to be honest. It was not good. Like, just not good. And it is a Jodie Hill and Danny McBride thing. And Danny McBride's in it, but it's not funny. Like, I did not enjoy it at all. Then again, you know, whatever. You can't win them all, I suppose.
Jodie Hill is in the cast of Righteous Gemstones. He plays Levi.
Yeah, so he's great in it. Yeah, he's good. And
just quickly off topic, but John Goodman is just a national treasure, isn't it? I mean, he's just great in everything. What a presence on film.
Yeah, and he's perfect in this role as the pastor leader. He's perfect.
I can't say enough about Walton Goggins. He's turned himself into just an indispensable actor. I mean, everything he's in becomes better just by his presence. Yeah, of course, he's probably most famous for Justified, which you did watch, correct?
I watched like season one, two, maybe another one you recommended in the last season. There was a few seasons I skipped.
I'm really looking forward just to seeing what else he does and how he's used by other directors. And I think playing a preacher, a Southern preacher, is perfect casting for him.
Right.
So let me ask you, what do you think, who do you think is the key, the linchpin of this trio? Is it Jodie Hill's writing? Is it David Gordon Green's direction? Danny McBride's just personality? Or just the combination of when they're working together?
Well, it's for me, it really goes back to, and I've got to look at one movie, and that's got to be, because I think you said it was Jodie Hill. Did he do Observe and Report?
He did. It was Jodie Hill directed. Yep.
Yeah, because that in that one for me, it's like I love that movie, but I can't stand Seth Rogen. And
Danny McBride is not the star of this movie.
No, and he it's got to be where he was written as the star of that, because all the lines are Danny McBride lines. As I'm watching, it's like Seth Rogen is just not as funny as he takes it too serious, like sadistic, like a masochist, and mean. Where Danny McBride is never, he acts mean, but his heart is not. So with Seth Rogen, it's like he acts mean and his heart is cold. Like you could just like see through his soul almost in that movie. And in a lot of the acting, with Danny McBride, I just feel such a connection to him more, because you just know he's a teddy bear inside and just acting out almost to get attention, you know? And there's a sadness to that and a kind of a preciousness where you connect, I think, with him. He's just a better actor at doing that thing. Doing everything? No, there's things that I don't like Danny McBride in, but like that Your Highness or whatever it was, the medieval one with Franco, just dumb. But I think like Observer Report is a good example of one where it's got to be a combination of good writing where it's soulful to, and Danny McBride's like you trust him that he means well in the end. Does that make sense? I don't know if that answers your question.
No,
that's what I feel.
Well, I think the highlight for I think everybody's career right now is still Eastbound and Down. That is the definitive role of Danny McBride, and I think it exemplifies everything you just said about him. That was a performance of the ages. If anyone's not familiar with Eastbound and Down, tell us a little bit about what it was about.
Again, it's tough to see because I can't even get it on HBO. And it's
oh really? That's strange.
Yeah, I mean, I found the pilot on there, but I can't get the rest of them. I have to try on the website rather than on the cable. But you know, Eastbound and Down is I mean, basically it's, you know, they took the story of you got to help me with the baseball guy. You know, the guy that it's based on, that was on the Braves, that he was like the stopper.
John Rocker.
John Rocker, yeah. It was based on John Rocker's character. Basically,
John Rocker, in case you're not a baseball fan, or not a baseball fan from the 1990s, John Rocker was a very talented, flame-throwing reliever for the Atlanta Braves, who also happened to be a raging racist. And he talked his way out of a major league career. So Danny McBride plays a relief pitcher, right?
Yeah, it, basically the same idea where he's very racist and over the top and he's going to do anything to win and that's the only way to do it. And he's doing drugs and seeing girls and it's ruining his career and he just keeps going down. And I rewatched the pilot recently and he's out of baseball and he's out of money and he has to go back home and live with his brother. So, you know, he's like this superstar and he's going to live like a superstar and everywhere he walks, he's a superstar. Nobody knows him. Nobody cares about him anymore, but he still acts like it. And he lives with his brother and he winds up getting a job as a substitute in a school. And he's walking around and all the, he's got his like boots on and his cool shirt. And, you know, he's like overweight and he's dripping with gold and he's got, I mean, it's so funny. And who's the brother in it? He's a great actor.
John Hawks.
John Hawks. He's so good in it. Because he plays the straight man, you know, to his brother, his little brother, and
it's a fantastic cast.
Yeah, fantastic cast. And it's
Katie Mixon plays his long suffering girlfriend, and she's fantastic in it.
Yeah,
and Steve Little, I think he steals all the scenes he's in. He plays his friend Stevie.
Yeah, Stevie, who's the buddy, the sidekick, the little do boy kind of thing, and you know, he takes advantage of him all the time. And it's a formula that they kind of play with. They play with it in Vice Principals, they play with it in Righteous Gemstones, and they definitely do it in a Foot Fist way. And it's a good formula. I mean, I really enjoy it. They're great. So yeah, that's that show. And I think it ended wonderfully. And I'd love to rewatch it.
Danny McBride, I think what his magic is as an actor, especially in these roles, especially as, you know, as Kenny Powers specifically, is that he makes you love an unlovable character.
Yeah.
He does everything in his power, no pun intended, Kenny Powers, to make you not like him. There's no reason to like him, yet you still can't help it.
Yeah, you're rooting for him. You're always rooting for him, you know?
And that goes to what you were saying about Observe and Report and Seth Rogen's performance in that. And I think at the time, it got a lot of criticism for just being too dark. And I think that's what was missing from that performance. Maybe Danny McBride would have been able to save that movie. In that you can do dark comedy. Of course you can. And you can make somebody play a straight, you know, hardcore security guard who doesn't seem to have any redeeming qualities, but you have to have that spark that Danny McBride has.
I would say Danny McBride got caught up in the whole Seth. I mean, I'm looking at some of his things. He was in Pineapple Express and The End, and you know, he got caught up with those guys. And it's like, he doesn't belong with those guys. I like him on his own. I like him with Walt Goggins. I like him with his own thing going on. It's just,
This leads then to the question, because, you know, we have this band of comedic brothers, you know, they're working at the same time as Team Apatow. So how do you differentiate the two? Do you think, which you prefer better? You know, the Judd Apatow, there was Seth Rogen, James Franco, and all those guys. It's easy to get over those, to get past them. I'm kind of tired of that whole shtick right now. I still am looking forward to more from Danny McBride and Jodie Hill. How do you feel about that?
I think I know.
Yeah.
I'm right with you because it's a focus on like drugs with them. And and Dan McBride, like he's doing coke, like with strippers and like everyone, right. But it's like, he's not doing it to get high. He's doing it because he thinks this is what I have to do to be cool. And it's more self-deprecating. With the other guys, it's just like, yeah, this is what I am. I'm a stoner. And I just never liked stoner comedy. I just never did.
And I think a lot of these movies with, you know, Rogan, maybe not necessarily the Apatow movies, but they've done so many things together. They use pot as a crutch, as a comedic crutch. It's like, okay, instead of a joke here or, you know, trying to write our way out of it, let's just get high. And that'll be the joke. That, you know, that's where the humor comes from, just us being high.
Right.
And it works, I guess. I mean, they're very successful. They keep making these movies. But it's not necessarily for us.
No, it's not something I enjoy. I mean, I liked the guy that got fat and then skinny and then like got Oscar nominations. What's his name?
Jodie Hill.
Jodie Hill. What's his name?
Not Jodie Hill. What's it? Oh no, now I can't remember. What is his name? It's Hill. It's you know, come on,
Joey.
Let's think of it. What'd you say, Joey? I'm, people are screaming at us right now.
It doesn't matter what a stupid name is. They know what we're talking
about. Come on. No, we have to do it. I don't care how long
this is. Not in Pineapple Express? Hill?
It's Jonah. Jonah.
Yeah, because he was, why did I bring him up? Why did I bring up
Jonah? Because you can't stop talking about Jonah Hill.
I don't like Jonah Hill. Anyway.
Well, see, and the other thing is, like, I think someone like him, he's just using, and I don't fault him for this. I mean, he's an actor, right? That's his first thing. He's just using, you know, Apatow and these other guys, you know, to get ahead. They're vehicles that'll get him exposure and then get him other roles. You know, with Danny McBride and at least, you know, with the films he makes with Green and Hill, they're doing it out of love. They're doing it because they want to hang out together and have fun. You know, in the same way Adam Sandler and his buddies get together, I think with far better results than with those, because those guys don't even really try to make movies anymore. They just want paid vacations. But, and the other group I just wanted to touch on was like the Adam McKay comedies with the Will Ferrell movies, Will right. Ferrell and his band of zanies, who I'm really just over at this point. I don't even want to watch anything with Will Ferrell anymore. And I was a big fan at the time.
Speaking of, Will Ferrell did come out with a new movie on Netflix.
Yes, the Eurovision movie, right. It has Rachel McAdams, so I really want to watch it, but I'm not going to.
Frank, I watched
it. Unless you tell me right now to watch it.
Frank, I watched it.
I'm waiting. Go on.
Plus or minus. No, do not watch it.
Thank you.
Do not, no reason to ever watch it. I put it, this is part of my new thing I'm going to do. We're like, oh.
Watch bad movies. That's his new thing.
Everybody. Well, just put it on in the background and just let it play and whatever.
What do you do in the foreground?
Go on my phone and look at TikTok. Or text people, whatever. And I put it on. I put Eurovision on and I was like, oh, the beginning was a little funny. And I was like, oh, Rachel McAdams. And it was just not good. It was just terrible. It was.
What's the thing? You know, he has the same mindset of writing a sketch comedian. Like he has a great premise for a sketch, and then drags it out for 2 hours.
Yeah, there was no story. It was terrible. The because I did watch Old School a bunch of weeks ago, and I really liked him in it. He's really good in it.
And yeah, that's Todd Phillips, director of Joker. Yeah, but right. That's a great movie. Yeah, and see, Will Ferrell's not the star of that movie. He's a supporting character. And I'm not going to rag on Will Ferrell. I like him in a lot of things. I'm just kind of over him at this point.
And one of the things that comes to mind is like, you know, like I think I remember liking Step Brothers. I think I remember liking like the first Anchorman. I really liked Talladega Nights and like Laughing Out Loud. Again, it's been about 3 years since I've seen Talladega Nights. But I remember really liking the director's commentary with Adam McKay. Because he was like acting in it anyway. He was putting on a show during the director's commentary. But I did like Jody Hill in Wolf of Wall Street. Not Jody Hill. What's Jonah Hill? Jonah
Hill. All right. So what we want you, Sinners, to take from this is, if you can, watch Righteous Gemstones. But if you can find Eastbound and Down, definitely watch those. That's a great series. And Vice Principals, also all HBO vehicles. So if you have access to that, watch those series. Those are, you'll understand what we're talking about at the Danny McBride, Jody Hill, David Gordon Green, triumvirate, right?
Yeah, not everything they do is perfect. Be aware of that. Those three or four things we mentioned definitely are things that I think are amazing.
Now, you know what they're working on next, right?
They were doing like a lot of did they do the Halloween movies? It has like...
They're working on the Halloween franchise. I don't understand that at all. I don't know what direction they're going to take that in, but I'm interested. I mean, and I have not been interested in, I've never been interested in the Halloween franchise, so maybe I'll watch it.
Did you watch the Halloween, the 2018 version of it?
I like the first one, the John Carpenter, not your friend John Carpenter, you know, the original John Carpenter. That one's good. Period. I don't know what else to say.
Yeah, I mean, I like them in comedies. I don't know. Whatever.
Speaking of John Carpenter, when can the Sinners all watch Marcus 2 to see your acting prowess?
I can see.
Do we have to have seen Marcus 1 first?
No, you don't need to see Marcus 1. I'm not in that one, so it doesn't matter.
Can we screen it?
If he puts it on YouTube, he sent it to me on Dropbox. That was about it so far. But
tell him to put it up. We will talk about it on the show. We'll get him exposure.
Yeah, I'll have
has to. He made other movies? What other movies has he made?
Yeah, he makes a lot of shorts. I can't think of any titles. So.
We should get him on the show. He's a real filmmaker.
He's a real filmmaker. Yes, he is, 100%.
All right, so that's that for that. Starting next week, we're going to begin Scorsese summer. We're finally getting around to distilling the master himself, Martin Scorsese. So your homework, sinners, for next week, watch the 1970s movies of Martin Scorsese. We're starting at the beginning, obviously. We're going in order. This is probably going to be, I don't know, three parts, maybe four parts. We're going to go through them, and we're going to distill them, plus or minus, and then we'll get a score at the end. It's going to be very exciting. It's a long time coming. You excited about revisiting the master?
Yeah, I think so. My gut wants to watch like all the movies, but it's going to be difficult. I've got almost all of them. My hope is to at least watch the couple I haven't seen. There's two I haven't seen. So have you seen all of them?
Oh no, I have definitely have not seen all of them. I'm trying my best. Yesterday I watched New York, New York for the first time.
Oh wow!
In full. I've never seen the whole thing. I have a lot to say about that movie, but you'll have to wait till next week. So if anybody would like to write into the show, oh, and don't forget about our bonus episode, Sinner Minute, that's coming up, drops every Friday now. So if you have any questions, comments, anything you want to contribute to that, contribute to this show, how can they do that then?
Well, they can get in touch with us at CinetologyPodcast@gmail.com. That's CinetologyPodcast@gmail.com. And Cinetology on Instagram. That's how you can get to us.
Well, Vin, once again, thank you for spending some time with me. And sinners, thank you for listening.
Okay, and sin on. I know I'm gonna be